Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
Yo, dude, what's up?
Why, Josiah, it is. Well, I wouldn't say very Sean to hear your voice, but I'm glad to see that you are still alive, I suppose.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Australia.
Dude. Other side of the world.
I'm on the other side of the world.
So far.
Very far away. Josiah, I have a question for you.
I hope I have the answer.
Yeah, I do too. My God, I forgot how unsettling you were, this son of a bitch. Josiah, what is your, when you were choosing the rituals that you would pursue in order to bring that thing into being, why did you choose the rituals you did? Were they informed anyway? Did you research into any rituals? Was there anything that jumped out at you, say, I don't know, Aztecs cutting out hearts and things like that?
A long moment waits. You know, Josiah is a vain and melodramatic and showboaty sort of person. So you know that...
I just got to wait.
Yeah, you just got to wait. If you interrupt, you will...
I won't get the answer I want.
Yeah, you got to basically stroke his ego to get anything out of him. I feel a connection with you right now. You're hunting. I'm going to get you to make a persuasion manipulation roll to steer him towards giving you an answer.
Is Shepherd Josiah blue collar?
No.
So it's 5.
He would describe himself as a man of the people, but he is not blue collar.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I understand that you want an answer, but dude, the world doesn't work like that. It's not call and response, you know, man?
Well, actually, it is usually call and response, Josiah.
You can make another persuasion. All right, so two ways you can do this. You could just keep making persuasion manipulation rolls. You only get 3 attempts. Or you can do any type of social roll you want, but you can't do the same one twice, but you need less successes, basically.
Okay. I'll try the persuasion manipulation one more time.
This is locking you into persuasion manipulation.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, I'll try one of the others. Got to try to think about it. Why do you know I'm on a hunt? I could just be doing research. That's what I was doing when I found you.
Heracles, you're never just researching. You're not that sort of a guy. I understand people like that. I am someone like that. Can stop, look around, just take it in. But you can't do that. That's okay. There have got to be people like that in the world. You're one of them. When are you ever not working, Heracles?
Well, that's true. I guess I'm always working in some capacity. What made you want to do it? We never really spoke about that. What?
Nothing made me want to do it. It just did. No, it needed to be done.
Yeah, it needed. There was a need there. A need to appease a god, a being.
Ah, I didn't need to appease it. It deserved appeasing.
What made you choose that one?
What makes anyone choose anything, dude? It was destiny. Just like this is.
Okay, I'm going to try subterfuge. Do you want to know about it?
Do I want to know about what, Heracles?
About what I'm looking into.
Heracles, I understand what you're looking into. You're looking into what goes bump in the night.
No,
but my friend, you think you should be afraid of what goes bump in the night. But what you need to do is you need to be the thing that goes bump in the night.
Josiah, you know I'm not afraid of the thing that goes bump in the night.
I don't know if I know that, my friend.
How about this? I know that even though you're playing cool and aloof and coy, all the way locked up there by yourself, you want to know about what I've been up to, I'm sure. What if I told you, Josiah, that I am investigating a lesser god?
Are we not all gods? My man, we all have the divine within us. We are all children of the gods.
Yeah, I don't think you're a child of this god. This god is, he's definitely your god.
The greatest illusion is the illusion of separation, he says. Mahatma Gandhi said that.
My God, you haven't read a fucking book in your life, Josiah. Jesus Christ, I know you're illiterate.
Don't need to read to understand the words on the page. You need to open your mind to understand those words. You can read all the words you want. If you don't understand them, you ain't reading them.
Speaking of reading and understanding, what do you get in that little shoebox of yours? Not much, I suspect, right?
No shoebox can hold me. You know that, Heracles.
Yes, and I know no shoebox can hold you, and I know that you are in a constant communion with the Dark One and the Lord of Time who consumes all knowledge and all that, etc., etc. But I also know for a fact that you like key lime pie.
I love key lime pie.
When was the last time you had a slice of key lime pie?
Too long.
What if I could get you a slice of key lime pie?
That would be another persuasion check. Do you want to make a second persuasion check?
Is it persuasion?
It really feels like it should be. What are you saying?
But I was going to say subterfuge, because Adam, I can't get him a slice of key lime pie.
Well, if you're lying, I'll allow subterfuge.
Yeah, I'm lying.
If you're not intending on helping.
It's four. I don't think, right. I don't have that sway.
If you can get me a key lime pie, I will sing for you like a little bird.
Well, obviously, I can't. I need you to sing for me now before I give you the key lime pie.
All right.
You're in prison, remember? This is how this works. That's not the dynamic anymore, Josiah. What I need to know is, what is your understanding of, is blood always necessary in a ritual?
Blood is the creature's vitality, Heracles. Without vitality, are you really sacrificing to a god?
What if I told you that this lesser god didn't need blood? It needed pieces, sure, but no blood.
Heracles, it's taking blood. It's taking the pieces and it's taking the blood. If there's no blood, it's because it wants it.
It's taking the blood and it's taking the pieces. Do you know of anything like that in your myriad of communications looking into rituals that you could have chosen for your god?
I also just realized, Adam, one of my skills is occult. It is an asset skill, and my specialty is rituals. I could just do this shit myself.
Possibly. Well, you're contacting an expert. I guess you are also an expert. Heracles, don't you understand? This creature, it's not about the ritual. This creature clearly does not care. If there is no blood being spilt, then there is no religious nature to this. No, this sounds like cold, hard science to me.
Thank you once again. Your conversation has been illuminating.
You're going to get me that pie, right?
I'll work on it. Goodbye, Josiah.
Goodbye, Heracles. Until I see you again.
That's a long way away, son. Long way away.
Never as long as you think.
I hang up. I hate him. I immediately go and have a shower. All right, I'm going to go to bed because I don't think there's anything else I can do. I've got information. I need the library. I need to research the town history.
The many things you have discovered.
Yes, I've discovered a fuckload of things. Great.
Tonight has been quite illuminating for you.
Yes, it has.
After your sleep, you recover no health because you have lost no health, and you recover 1 point of willpower.
Great.
It's the next day. You wake up. You hear a knock. Oh, wait. What time do you get up?
7.
Okay, then you don't hear a knock.
What time was I waking up in your hypothetical world where I heard a knock, Adam?
7:01. No, I don't tell you. So what do you do? You wake up at 7.
I get ready.
Okay.
I have a shower.
Do you look out the window at all? Do you have a weapon? Is your weapon in your car or in...
I bring it in it. Okay. I bring it in at the end of the day.
Whereabouts in the... So imagine it's like a classic motel room where you've got a bathroom and a bedroom. Whereabouts would you keep your weapon?
I get the baseball bat under the pillow. The shotgun and the shells I've kept in the car.
Okay. So do you have the blinds to the front open or closed?
I haven't closed.
Okay, cool. So what do you do? What's the first thing you do?
Well, now I want to open the blinds, Adam, but that's cheating.
Yep.
I get up. No messages or anything from anyone overnight or anything like that?
No, nothing overnight.
Excellent. Well, I get up and I open the blinds to look at the... No.
If you think your character would.
Yeah, I would. I'd let some light in, I suppose.
You need to make a very important wits composure check. You definitely spot it, so thankfully you can, like, if you want, you can go grab your bat and preempt this or whatever, but you see Gina Cartmichael approaching your door with a platter of food.
You're a piece of shit, Adam.
I truly, truly am.
Fuck, I hate you. You've done this to me so many times.
You keep falling for it.
Oh, I'm such a sucker. I'm a big old sucker. I'm a big old, big sucker.
What did you order again? Porridge?
No.
You ordered the English breakfast. Right, of course.
I've had it already. It was fine.
It's okay.
It is, you know.
Do you ask for juice or black coffee? I forget.
I asked for black coffee.
Actually, it'd be juice, coffee, or tea.
Yeah, I couldn't get smoothie, so I asked for black coffee.
All right.
I intercept the knock by opening the door.
Hello there, doll.
Why, good morning, Miss Carmichael. Thank you very much for breakfast.
Don't you look like a picture of perfection this morning?
Well, I don't know about that. She's awake.
She's wearing a different wig. This one is not a beehive. It is like a jet black, like an incredibly dark black. So dark that it's almost hard to make out details because there's not enough color is like coming off it. You can see that it comes down, two like curly squiggles come down, in front of her ears and like stick to her cheeks as if they were drawn on with a Sharpie.
Miss Carmichael, is that a new wig? Is that a new hairstyle? Adam, I want to say hairstyle, not wig. I said wig because we were talking about it.
She gives you a big smile and she says, I like to mix things up.
Well, that's very kind of you. Very, I'm not quite awake yet. That's remarkable characteristic in a person, and I admire it greatly.
I admire you greatly too, she says. She turns around and walks away.
Motherfucking hell.
I take the coffee and I eat the breakfast. Anything else going on?
No. Well, if you're looking out the window, you see, like, presumably cars commuting to and from work. You see school kids walking to and from school as well, but nothing like pops out at you.
Sometimes the library open 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
10 till 4 every day.
To go on a tour of the mine, I've got to go to the historical center, don't I?
Yes. Yeah. Well, legally, yes.
And Jude's Lily Rose said she would get back to me once she'd spoken to the police.
Yep.
Great. Okay, then. Well, I guess I have breakfast. I get myself ready for the day. I make a couple of notes here and there about what I'm planning to do. My three areas of research, because Heracles, once he gets going, likes to categorize things. But my three focuses of research today are rituals around body mutilation, blood rituals, taking of wounds, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Anything I can look up about that after my kind of illuminating conversation with a crazy man. Researching the patchwork man myth story that I have, thanks to my other contact. And the Walsh family killings is my other plot point.
All right. So you're going to the library to do this?
Those are my three things. Well, I can't yet because it's not 10 a.m.
Yes.
I'm going to walk into town. How long would it take me to walk into town?
Well, you step outside and you're in town. The motel's kind of like at the end of the strip of shops.
Do I know what time the Historical Society opens based on those brochures that I took from there? Because I took a lot of brochures, Adam.
They would be open from 9 today.
What's the time now?
Like maybe 8.
I take a... I've still got the blender, don't I?
Yes, you still have the blender.
Excellent. I go to Harry's Con because I assume they open early because they're a store like that.
Yeah, Harry's Con would be open.
Oh, do I actually have... I wouldn't have used all the vegetables yesterday. Adam, using the vegetables that I've got from yesterday, I attempt to make another green smoothie.
Nah, you don't make a bad one. You just like...
It's not good.
You just put the things together and blend it, which is... There's no finesse. There's no, you know, oomph to it.
Yeah, it's just... It's missing something.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. Well, third time's a charm, surely, but I needed to go for a wander.
I head out and I'm going to walk into town to the Historical Society, the old firehouse.
You wander across the street and along the sidewalk until you reach the old fire station. By the time you get there, you catch...
My good friend, whom I was very rude to.
You catch Jennifer Palladino, the person who runs it. You catch her out the front opening up.
Miss Palladino.
She turns around and fixes you with like a quizzical look. Second time we meet like this, she says, unlocking the door.
Why, yes. Well, I figured, you know, a nice early start to the day. Do you need time to get things organized or are you happy for company?
Yeah, unfortunately we don't open for another half hour, she says.
All right then. Well, I'll be back in half an hour.
I'll see you then.
How do you take your coffee, Miss Palladino?
When she was unlocking the door, she was unlocking it like kind of awkwardly because she's got a lot of things in her arms. She shifts around so that you can see the front part of what she's carrying. And you can see there's a like a tray with 3 like sealed, what do you call them, keep cups on them. She shows you that and says, oh, I'm good, thank you.
She drinks 3 coffees a morning.
They're not for me.
All right, then. I'll be back in half an hour, Miss Palladino.
I'll see you then, she says.
Yes. Yes, you will.
I want to go for another walk, but there's nowhere else to go. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to get before I...
You have a look around. There's, across the train station, you can't really see it from where you are right now, but you know across the train station, there is the town hall, the library and clock tower. You know that on your side, you can see them, on the shopping strip is the general store, Harry's Con, the bookstore, the pizza and grill, the charcoal chicken, and the...
Bookstore that's closed because of a tragedy.
Yeah.
Someone runs that bookstore. I can't remember who it was. I think it's the mum, doesn't it?
It's the mum, yeah. Jesus. It's the mum. Her name being Sylvie Carroll.
That's right. Well, then I'll just wander around the town. Just kill half an hour just wandering, exploring, looking. I'm thinking things through in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I was, what's the time difference between Jude's kill and the death of Stephen Carroll? Well, that'd be...
How's it was?
About 10 years.
Highs. All right. As you're wandering around, you see, coming out of the general store, Michael Iglesias.
Mr. Iglesias.
He turns around, and when he sees you, he like looks up and down the street.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Great, like he's just checking who else is present. And then he starts walking. He stops. He doesn't walk towards you. He just stops and allows you to approach him.
I have a couple of questions if you've got
5 minutes.
Sure, he says, in that classic accent of his.
That famous, man, that strong Sicilian by way of Spain. Or is it the other way around? No, it's the other way around. Your Spanish accent by Sicily is so strong in the way that you speak. It's truly like music, Mr. Iglesias. Now, fuck, I love giving you an accent that neither of us can do.
A lot of people compliment my accent, he says, and the way I roll my R's.
You fucking idiot. Oh, boy.
I tell you what, though, this lisp doesn't help me with the...
and I assume kidding, also the way that he drops the N out of any word ending in ing doesn't help him either.
And how he always speaks in pig Latin.
Mr. Iglesias, can you? I have a couple of questions about some trails in the town. Not the historical trail or the creek trail. The Dale Trail, I believe it's called. It's up by a church on outside of town in the school.
Yeah, it runs along the church. Yeah, and then along the Allendale Road for a while.
Does it go near a bridge?
Yeah, well, it goes over. It goes over the bridge that the Allendale Road goes over. That one, yeah.
So it goes underneath the bridge. Sorry, it goes underneath the Allendale Road, or it joins the Allendale Road.
So you would have actually seen this because you've driven over this bridge a couple times now. So as you head north out of town, there is a road on the way, basically on the way to the Walsh house, and the trail kind of. For the most part, the trail is near the road, but in the bush, if that makes sense. You're never losing sight of the road from the trail. It's meant to walk kind of pretty much next to the road. But then when it comes to the bridge going over the Burrungong Creek, they join up and there's a sidewalk that people can step onto to get over the bridge.
Huh. Where does the Dale Trail lead?
The Dale Trail? Not really anywhere, to be honest. It's just a walk that goes along the road for a while. It starts at one point, stops at another.
It doesn't connect to any other trails. It just has an end.
It connects to the creek trail.
It connects back into the creek trail. All trails lead to the creek trail, Mr. Iglesias, by the sound of things.
Yeah, the creek trail, I think, bisects most of the trails around here. I think it was the first trail in this area, historically. It was the creek trail, then the historical trail, maybe? Oh, no, the gully trail. That's right, the gully trail down south.
Maybe I'll have to take a tour of the gold mines to understand this a bit better, but the trails through town, were any of them created by Bismarck, or who are the other people again?
Bismarck or Barnhol.
Any of those have any control over the creation or jurisdiction of these trails?
I know Barnhol is older than Bismarck, but I don't know about the trails.
Well,
the historical walk goes near both of them, but the historical walk, I think, is younger than both of them.
Yeah, no, that would make sense. I just had a walk in a couple of trails at night the other night, and I ended up at the Bismarck Mine, would you believe?
Oh, yeah.
Turned my way back. I'm not entirely sure what the trail was.
Are you trying to find the oldest trails?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the oldest trails.
Well, you can typically tell which one's the oldest ones by the old ranger boxes.
Where would I find one of these boxes?
There's one along the creek trail. I know that one. There's a few more dotted around, but I don't remember where. There's one south near the Barnhol gold mine, but I don't remember where. Somewhere. I just was walking around.
But if I walk the creek trail,
you'll find one of them. Yeah, it's near the bridge where the creek trail meets
the Dale Trail and all those trails.
No. That's a separate bridge. So there's two bridges.
There are two bridges.
Yeah. There's two bridges. One is just a railroad bridge, and that goes over the Burrungong Creek. Obviously, follow the railroad, and you'll find that one. And the other one is where the Allendale Road is.
Huh. Adam, based on the photographs that I saw of the Walsh family standing under a bridge, do I know which bridge?
You know it wasn't the bridge you were using. That bridge was in the bush. It was nowhere near a road. It definitely had train tracks near it.
Does a railroad bridge go through the bush, scrublands?
Yeah, for some time.
Near some water?
Yeah, it goes over the Burrungong Creek.
Huh.
That's where it meets the creek trail and where it obviously meets the Burrungong Creek.
Thank you very much, Michael. This has been most illuminating. If I was to say, decide I wanted to wander the creek trail and I wouldn't drag you into it because I know you're a busy man and I wouldn't take you away from work for a second time.
Uh-huh.
You've seen me walk a trail. I'm a reasonably fit, intelligent human being. Would I be okay?
The creek trail? Well, so long as you didn't go too far.
Maybe to this ranger post.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Just don't go too far, I guess. It's just kind of dangerous out there, especially.
If I had a map, could you mark on that map where the ranger post is?
I could, yeah.
Excellent. I pull the map that I have from the Walshes.
The handwritten one?
Yes. And I just hold it out to him. What I'm doing is I'm doing two things, Adam. I want him to mark it on the map. I want to see his reaction when he sees the map, though.
He gives you a quizzical look. Like, he think, that'd be an empathy wits check, which is, I believe, a chance die for you.
It is a one.
A one. I'm so sorry. He gives you a quizzical look. You are not able to read it. You're not sure why. He obviously, something odd has happened. You're not sure what, but something odd has happened. You don't necessarily think he's like, ooh, a ghost. He's just like, he's got like an expression that's like,
Why the fuck does this guy have a map all of a sudden when he didn't have this map the other day?
Very potentially. Very potentially, but you don't know that.
No.
He looks at the map and he points to the part. It's clearly marked on the map. I've got a map here for Tom, but obviously you listening at home can't see that. But yeah, he marks it out. You think you could probably walk along the train tracks and not get lost.
Huh, I wouldn't even know.
Or
to walk.
You could take the historical trail, meets up with the creek trail, and then you can get there via the trails as well.
Basically, the box is kind of where the railroad and the creek trail meet up.
Yes.
And that would tell me about the older trails.
You can just tell which are the old trails by where the boxes are. Because the boxes were made by there used to be actual, bush rangers that used to use the trails back when New South Wales was a lot more lawless a place. And the boxes were like points where they would just kind of, stash things.
So the newer trails don't have the boxes. The older trails have the boxes.
Yeah, only the newer trails do.
Sorry, the language was a little bit confusing. When you said ranger, I thought they meant someone like yourself.
Well, see, that's where it's complicated. You can see, that's another weird, intelligence, empathy this time.
Okay, so it's three.
Three? Michael obviously loves this. Like, this is what his passion. He likes hiking, and he likes discussing this sort of stuff. You can tell that you have struck a mine within him, and so long as you keep the topic like this, you can get as much out of him as you want.
Ah, great. As long as I don't deviate into the things that he is probably trying to forget we spoke about.
Yes. Yeah, so it's very interesting, actually. So they were originally bush ranger boxes, and they would store, food and supplies in there, or if they were on the run and were out, got caught or anything like that. But then, as time progressed and things became more calm around here, actual, not park rangers, but like actual what you might call in the US rangers, started using the boxes for basically the same purpose.
Huh. Well, there you go. So these boxes and trails have been around for a long time, been repurposed over time.
Yeah. People use them all the time. People don't use them anymore. They haven't been used for like 25 years or something like that. I don't even know what the combinations are for them. They're all combination locks. It used to be a well-known thing, but it isn't anymore.
Would anyone in town know what the combinations were?
You might be able to find it in the library. Maybe the cops know.
Yeah, I might steer clear of the
police. Or the fire station, actually. Either a fire station, the old one, or the working one.
Right, the historical. Well, I'm heading back there when they open, so maybe that'll be an illuminating conversation. Mr. Iglesias, thank you again for your time. I would not want to keep you from getting to your job.
Not again, at least, he says.
No, not
how to go with those kids.
Would you believe that whole incident with the kids was very illuminating indeed, Mr. Iglesias?
He gives you another quizzical look and then turns to leave.
Tell me, how long have you been in this town again?
Here in Burrungong for about 5 years.
Never mind then. Never mind. These people were around before you got here, I think.
He hesitantly leaves.
Take care, Mr. Iglesias. Look after yourself.
The same to you, Mr. Melville.
Do me a favor.
Yes?
I may be jumping the gun here. Maybe it sounds foolish to me, but I... don't go walking on any of those trails by yourself.
He doesn't say anything to that. He just leaves.
Okay. Is it the historical society?
It's 8 o'clock now. Sorry, I mean...
9 o'clock?
Yeah, nine o'clock.
Right, I got an hour before the library opens. That's the real gem, but... I go to the Historical Society. Is it open?
It is open, yeah.
Miss Palladino.
Mr. Melville.
Obviously, my research has kept me in the town for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of esoteric questions to ask you, just about your experiences in the town, and a couple of other far-reaching questions about some trails and historical facts and pieces of information and such, like, if you don't have anything else that you need to be doing right now.
She, like, looks around, obvious hesitation.
Trying to find something else to do, Adam, but
yeah, she, like, looks around. There's nothing else to do. No, what did you want to know?
Well, how long have you been in this town?
I was born here.
You were born here. Can I deduce how old she would be?
She looks to be in her 20s. You could try I would call it, maybe intelligence wits.
Yep.
You would say maybe, I don't know, something specific in a conversation you had with her when you first came to town. And part of that conversation, she mentioned something specifically, like a reference, and you know that she is 27 years old.
This is a very unusual question. But when you went to high school here, I assume, having been born here, grown up here.
Yeah.
Did you visit the house? Part of a rite of passage?
She gives you a very confused look and says, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Were there ever, when you were growing up at high school, urban legends or stories that the students used to scare one another with? You know, say you camp under this tree at night and the tree will come to life and eat you at 2 a.m. Or if you walk by the railroad at a certain time of day on a certain month, you will see the ghost of a train. That type of thing.
No, I didn't hear any ghost stories growing up.
Huh. Don't you tell me the truth?
You can make a wits empathy check.
So one, Adam.
Hey, a success.
Hey!
She strikes you as a no-nonsense sort of person.
Yeah, I figured that. So she is telling me the truth.
Yeah.
Huh. None of that. What about when you're at school? Do you know the Walsh family, Miss Palladino?
I know of them.
What do you know of them?
I know that they were killed. It was a murder.
And there was the husband and the wife and the daughter killed, and the old man, the grandfather, he lived with. I was speaking with Harry from Harris Con the other day.
Uh-huh.
He likes to tell stories, and you don't need to prod him very much.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Melville, but we at the Historical Society don't tend to deal in that sort of history of the town.
Oh, no, that's not a question for the Historical Society. These are questions for you. I have broader questions for the Historical Society, man.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know much about the Walsh family. Do you have any questions about the history of the town?
What is the oldest trail here in town?
The oldest...
Trail.
Trail? The oldest trail is the Creek Trail.
Creek Trail. And that was like... Tell me more about how when Burragong was founded. When I say founded, I of course mean colonized.
So... The Barnhall family were the first people here. Originally, they were immigrants, first-generation immigrants, and they heard that there was gold to be found in Victoria. They started searching through Victoria, but by the time that they had come, a lot of people had already come before them and had made stakes and claims. So they started ranging further and further north into New South Wales, into parts of New South Wales that until then were only very lightly populated.
Hmm.
It was they were very lucky who have found the mine that they did. A lot of people before them came out this way and just either found nothing or sometimes just never came back. And thankfully, obviously for the town, they managed to find a very rich vein right just south of where we are right now.
Yeah, would you say this, people who didn't come back,
mm-hmm.
was the area viewed as being, say, I don't know, cursed for whatever reason? People would head into the town and then mysteriously disappear, that kind of thing, or...
Well, there was no town back then.
No, I understand that, but the area...
Well, people have gone missing in the Australian bush for as long as people have been in the Australian bush.
I guess that's true. Man, that makes a perfectly good hiding spot, doesn't it?
All right, now you need to make another wits episode. You're starting to sound very creepy.
Miss Palladino, do you want to play a thought experiment with me very briefly?
She glances behind you at the door, and you, well, you see that, but you don't make her expression.
Yeah, I don't really care.
All right. She doesn't say anything.
I'm going to take that as a yes. If you were trying to hide a needle, and you had yourself a haystack and a pile of needles, where would you hide your needle?
Somewhere close to the surface, she says.
But this is the thing. You don't want anyone, including yourself, to find this needle. Let's broaden this out a bit.
Are people looking for the needle, she says?
You are the needle. I'm the needle. In this experiment,
do you know someone's looking for the needle?
Yes, yes. You are a needle.
Put it close to the surface because everyone's going to start tearing through the hay pile and no one's going to find it close to the surface.
That's very good, Miss Palladino. Right close to the surface. Start tearing through it, they'll never find it. Be right under your nose and you would completely miss it. See, if you hide the needle in a pile of needles, people will eventually find your needle because they'll eventually get every single needle. But if you hide it in the hay, it becomes part of the debris of discovery. Thank you very much, Ms. Palladino. That was a very fruitful conversation.